So, you know, when I moved back to New York, I had an opportunity to get very much involved and with Siemens Church.
Mm-hmm.
And at the Conrad Library, this Bob Wilkes.
Yeah, familiar name.
He had some of the Cropley models in a box, on one on top of the other. And we put them in a little display case.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a Bonnie Go Lightly.
Yeah, librarian.
A librarian. Carlisle Windley.
Mm-hmm.
I helped him with the, I guess, the second auction, or the auction down at
85.
And then, you know, over the years, I just kept up with what was going on.
Right.
So, and while I was at Fort Schuyler, I met my wife, Connie, and we corresponded during my seafaring days, and I came ashore in 1970 and got married.
Hmm.
So my children were born when I was in Baltimore the first time around. My son got his master's license and now works with Genco ashore. And my daughter has a PhD in psychology, probably trying to figure out why the hell her father and brother got involved with the maritime industry. So
so you were at sea for 2 years or more than that?
7 years.
7 years in...
From 64 through 70.
Okay. And part of that, but that wouldn't have been during your survey, or then you did survey.
No, I joined the Cargo Bureau in 1970.
I see.
And I was with the Cargo Bureau for 40 years before mm-hmm. retiring. And I still am with NCB. I volunteer. I work one day a week with NCB.
Okay.
And I'm on the board of directors of International Shipholding, which is, do you remember the over at Water Street there was a portrait of Mr. Niels Johnson?
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Niels Johnson was the president and chairman of International Shipholding.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And his son, Niels, young Niels,
yeah.
is currently the chairman. So, and I'm very happy to be on their board of directors because they have been firm supporters of Siemens Church from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not from the beginning, but, you know,
Early on. Their
professional lives.
Sure.
And the elder Mr. Johnson married a Mercer, and Henry Mercer, who was the president of States Marine, which was the company that I sailed with,
mm.
and he was a supporter of Siemens Church. So between the Johnsons and the Mercers, you know, I was on my own course, you know, starting at age 13, whereas these people were professionally involved with Siemens Church over the years.
Right. So. And National Cargo Bureau, when was that established?
It was established in 1952 by the U.S. Coast Guard. And it was established as a not-for-profit company to assist the Coast Guard in making sure cargoes are stowed and loaded correctly
mm-hmm.
and safely on board merchant ships in all U.S. ports.
So it was kind of an enforcement agency because yeah. these laws were put in place.
Well, a lot of it is regulatory and a lot of it is just good judgment.
Yeah.
So for 20 years I was a working surveyor, and then for about 20 years I was a working surveyor and president of the company.
Mm-hmm. So you worked your way up to president?
Yep, from ordinary seaman.
Right.
At the encouragement of Cropley
yeah.
to this situation. And now I'm 71 years old. So.
Not bad.
And I'll be working on a ship later this afternoon, which is fun.
What will you be doing this afternoon?
Looking at container stowage, most likely.
Yeah. So it's similar work to what you
Similar work, yeah.
Huh.